One of the Synod Fathers at the 13th General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops is Cardinal Wilfred Fox Napier of Durban in South Africa. He told Father Moses Humongale, "The new evangelization is primarily about transforming the lives of those doing the evangelization."
Well, the first thing that I noticed, which was very different from the African Synod, was that the presentations both of the Secretary General and the Special Secretary for the Synod, the Relator, these were done in Latin, and it was rather strange for us because in our African, two sessions of the African Synod, we were using living languages, English, French, and Portuguese. So it was a bit of a wake-up call to say, well, we're in the universal church, and Latin is still the language of the church. It was the first thing. And some people said it wasn't very helpful in our group discussion that we had. Others said, well, look, it was Latin, but it was a kind of Latin that wasn't helpful because it's not the kind of Latin that we use in the Vatican. That's what some have said. So that was the first impression, was we are a universal church, and therefore we're trying to find a language that is common to everyone for the official documents of the synod. The second one was, many people have come here, it is true, with the impression that this is a synod about recovering or renewing or rebuilding the church in Europe and America, where they've fallen away from the faith for a variety of reasons. Whereas some of us from the new church lands, the Africa, Asia, and so on, are saying, no, new evangelization isn't the primary evangelization or even an evangelization to recover lost ground, but it is a focus on an evangelization that's going to make us more evangelized than the people that we are going to try evangelizing, even if it's primary or secondary, that doesn't matter. In other words, that this synod is about how do we become so filled, so imbued with the spirit of the gospel that when we talk like Christ, we talk as Christ would talk. So in other words, the synod is much more about an evangelization that makes us think, speak, act in the way that Christ would.
Yes, one of the things also that one seems to get the impression of is the stress on the use of mass media. I don't know if that is coming out in the deliberation so far.
What it the area in which it has come out is, and that this was one of the initial reactions within the small, the Circulus Minor, the English A group, and that was, if we're going to get people to respond to the gospel and therefore to come to know Christ and encounter Christ, become one with Christ, then we have to speak to them in the language that they understand. And then quickly the conversation moved on to, if we want to talk to the young people, we have to use language that the young people are going to understand. So you're going to have to use language of Mixit or Facebook, Twitter, all that in the mass media, in other words. So we must use these things for the positive. They're being used in negative senses by many people already. But we as church must start using them positively so that we communicate with young people in a medium that is readily accessible to them and to which they can respond.
Today was the official launching of the Year of Faith, and at the same time, marking the Golden Jubilee of the official opening of the Second Vatican Council.
Yes.
You participated in the Mass with the Holy Father, and I don't know what reflections went through you from personal experience. Where were you on this day 50 years ago?
Ooh.
And what is it that the Second Vatican Council has brought to the Church?
50 years ago on this day, I couldn't tell you to the day, but I know I would have been in Ireland. I was studying at the time. I was in probably my first year of doing a BA degree at the University of Galway. And certainly there was excitement at the time, bishops meeting in Rome. Pope John the 23rd had called them all together. But we had not, until a few years later, felt the direct repercussions of what the council was about. I remember in those days just the fact that so many bishops had got together with the Pope was a history-making occasion, no doubt about that. I think at the same time, the expectations were not perhaps as high as what the council actually achieved at the end. I think many people expected, well, the Pope has called this council. He and his experts have got everything lined up. The bishops would just go there, rubber stamp it, and that will be the end of it. We were in for a surprise because that's not what happened. I think the very first thing the bishops did when they got here was to say, we can't accept this. We want to reflect. We want to discuss a little more. And that was where a whole new, I would say, a whole new process in the church began of discussion, of consultation, of listening, and then of deciding together rather than having a rubber stamp, rather than rubber stamping something that somebody else had already decided about.
Yes, and about the Year of Faith that has been launched today.
So the first thing that struck me this morning was that whereas on Sunday we walked down the stairs out the front door of St. Peter's into the square where we had the celebration of the Mass. Today we turned right, left as we walked out of St. Peter's Basilica, down through the bronze gate, the bronze door, and then up the center of the square, St. Peter's Square, retracing the steps that the Council Fathers took 50 years ago. So that was one of the ways of reminding us that we are participating in commemoration of a very, very historic and important event in the life of the Church. And therefore, when it came to the celebration of the liturgy, I was very conscious of the fact that 50 years ago, this is what happened here. Of course, it happened inside the church on that occasion, but the fact that we celebrated right there in the ambience of St. Peter's was another way of reliving the spirit of Vatican II, maybe recapturing the spirit of Vatican II. And so perhaps this synod, as we go forward now with the new evangelization, we'll have something of the courage, something of the foresight, the vision of the Council Fathers at that time, who could see that something new was needed, because there's a new heaven and a new earth that God wanted the Church to be part of preparing. And I would say that this new evangelization should be seen more in that line than in the line of, let's recover what we've lost. I mean, what new is it that God is giving us? And I think one of the new things is that churches in Africa, Asia, Latin America have a different experience from the European one. And therefore, at this synod, I think we need Africans, Americans, Latin Americans in particular, and Asians, Australians as well, because they've got something new about their way of life and so on. We need to have courage to say the things that we believe are our contribution towards the thinking, the reflection, and the adoption of action plans for the Church at this time.
Your Eminence, when one hears the Holy Father talking about Africa, one of the things that comes out, and he keeps on repeating himself, that Africa is the continent of hope. I don't know your assessment of the situation in Africa, the Church in Africa. Are we able to rise up to that occasion and give the hope that was in Africa we're supposed to give to the whole humanity, as he says it?
I think we have to. And the reason why I would agree with the Holy Father that Africa is a continent of hope. If there's a continent where things keep on going wrong, it's Africa. And when things go wrong that have been organized by human beings, you have to start thinking about the other power that can help us to make things go right. Human beings are making them go wrong. There is another power that's available to us. Let's tune into that power and let's use that power. And I think it's from that perspective that I would say Africa is a continent of hope. We have an opportunity to share with the rest of the church and the rest of the world, what our experiences have been and why we are still full of hope, even though things keep on going wrong. We know that there are things that are going right, and those things are going right whenever we really do listen carefully to what the Word of God is saying and the direction He's pointing us in.
Your Eminence, back to the Synod, are you able to give us the direction in which now what to expect in the next few days and the next week?
What I have found, and it was the grace that I was given during the last African Synod in 2009, it was that When the bishops are busy giving their interventions, these five-minute talks, what they're actually doing is painting a tableau of the church throughout the world. What areas of concern, what things are going well, what is in need of... And in that way, the whole of the church, in a sense, through the representatives that are here, are being exposed, are being immersed in different situations in the world where people are having to struggle to express their faith, or maybe even to have faith that they can do something about the situation. And we need the next stage then, when we get into the group work, I see that more as a time when we start applying the light of the scriptures, the light of our theology, our tradition of the church. What did the church do in the days when they faced similar situations? I'm thinking of when Pope Benedict was elected, and he explained why he chose the name Benedict. Saint Benedict was in a time of history which was very similar to our own. The old values had been overthrown by the invasions from other parts of Europe. The faith, the church, was in disarray. And yet here was this new movement, Saint Benedict establishing monasteries all over the place. They became the wellsprings of a new life, a new faith, a new civilization. And I see that perhaps this synod is a similar experience for us, where if we listen carefully to the Spirit, I think we will hear him saying, we need you to have a new start, to make a new start. And this new evangelization is about looking for new things that we can do, or things that old things that we can do in a new way, giving them new meaning and new significance.